the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Graffito on Wednesdays, right here in this slot. Blake, I got to tell you, I am a Brian Kelly guy. Everybody knows that's not necessarily, in some circles, the most popular opinion. I've known him since Cincinnati. I did not know him at Central Michigan. And I still like him. Nothing's changed. I think he's a fantastic coach. The message he sent and that clip with Jox Doucette is confusing. I'm not sure what he was saying there because he changed course a couple of times. I need your thoughts here.
All right. So, Bill, excuse me for going long-winded on this, but I think context is massive in what is going on in this situation. Now, if you remember, I'm going to start off here. 2 weeks ago, you and I had a conversation about LSU desperately needs interior defensive linemen. They've had 10 defensive line coaches in the last 11 years. And really and truthfully, they have had a rotational door at that position group. So because of Brian Kelly in the last build out, he's going into his third off season, they have mismanaged that position group. So after spring, okay, it was very much well known from everybody that was at practice, myself included that was there, Bill, they are not good enough at that position. Now, the last thing, literally, Bill, the last thing that Brian Kelly said in his post-spring press conference, that's a mouthful, was we need to go into the portal and get interior defensive linemen. So when he starts off yesterday in the clip and says, I know I said we need a D lineman, and that's something that I have been preaching. And quite honestly, it's not faring well. Well, what he's saying is that they missed. And he's acknowledging that they missed. Okay? But then he comes out and says, we're just not in the market of buying players. Okay. So now let's get to it. Bill, I don't mind, and what he's really saying here is Demonic Williams that went to Oklahoma, that wound up by multiple schools becoming a bidding war. Well, things, Bill, become a bidding war because you continue to bid, right? Things don't become a bidding war if people bow down, okay? That's number one. But, Bill, he's saying that this is multiple players and multiple interior defensive linemen that wanted ridiculous amounts of money. Bill, I don't buy that because I don't buy Simeon Barrow got over $1 million. I don't buy that, you know, by the way, who went to Miami, okay? And Bill, I'm going to be honest, side note, I still think that they might win the ACC. Okay, Harmon went to Oregon. Oregon didn't pay the kid over $1 million. C.J. West committed to Indiana yesterday. Oh, gosh, who else am I forgetting? Texas got the kid from Arizona. He didn't get $1 million. It's one thing, Bill, for one player to get a ridiculous amount of money in the transfer portal. But, Bill, I don't know how else to say this other than just saying it. Do you really believe that LSU does not, I'm quoting, buy players? So, I don't know what to say. Here's the truth, Bill. They miss. And they have mismanaged that position group. There's a reason you go making Bo Davis the highest paid position coach of the country. It's because of how bad that position group has been. So what he did, Bill, was to calm down his fan base to say, yeah, Brian Kelly's right. We're not going to pay that much money for an interior defensive lineman for a one-year rental. Okay. Well, 3 weeks ago, LSU fan base, you were yelling and screaming from the rafters that, oh, well, Jay Johnson should have gone more in the portal. He should have spared no expense. Well, what you going to do when Ole Miss comes up in here and runs over 300 on you again? So there are things, Bill, for me. I should have laid the context down, too. I love what Brian Kelly has done at LSU in building them back post-Ed Orgeron, specifically on offense. Though the problem has been they have not done a good job whatsoever defensively. Not at all. Especially in the interior defensive line. Now, when he first got here, they got some really good guys like Harold Perkins, who they mismanaged last year. Whit Weeks, who I don't know what's going on there. They have done some really good things in high school recruiting. But, Bill, here's the truth. The market dictates how much you're worth. And I don't care what anybody says. Oh, Blake, that's too much money. Bill, in the NFL, teams overpay all the time when they have a massive glaring need. So, Bill, let me ask you this question. I think LSU can win 9 games. I look at their schedule. There's not 9 teams better than them. There's not. Okay? Now, if you just go by based off that logic, by the way, FanDuel came out the other day, and the only game that LSU's not favored in is Texas A&M, which is mind-boggling. But let's just say you win 9 games, and the swing game for you being a playoff team at 10-2 is Ole Miss. Now what? So there are a lot of different things, I think, to break down here, and I'm sorry for being very long-winded, but they missed, Bill, on all 5 defensive linemen that they had contacted. Now, it's interesting, Bill, because I played this on my show a week ago today. I literally came out and said, and did it again on Friday in our post game for baseball, literally came out and said, guys, you're not getting more than one, and you better be battle. You're going to be in a battle for one of them. Because everybody came out. Bill, I listened to Brent Venables post-game, post-spring. I listened to Sarks. I listened to Mario Cristobal. All 3 of them, including Brian Kelly, came out and said, we need an interior defensive lineman. And if you notice, no team got more than one. So, look, it is what it is. I would have not advised Brian Kelly to do that. Because now, Bill, guess what I get to do all day? I get to come out and say, guys, not all of this is true, but then get other people in that building at football lots mad. Bill, not every kid that went in the portal at DT got $1 million. Bottom line. So I don't care if Harold Perkins makes X, Y, or Z. What's he going to do? Go in the portal? Oh, wait, he can't. You've got to overpay when Bill, you're a borderline playoff team. So sorry for going so long on that, but it's just the context of the truth of where they're at.
I guess my question would be, why did they miss on that group of 5 players, on all of them?
Because I think that they went all in on Demonic Williams.
Oh.
And when things turned sideways, they started to scramble, okay? And I'm just going to tell you what whatever. Kid got paid by Oklahoma. I mean, they didn't care about it. They paid him, okay? But when they went after him viciously to get him here, okay, and numbers started going out. Bill, by the way, I don't care. These kids have agents. Bill, when I do NIL deals, okay, newsflash. I don't really get to talk to the kid much because their agent, okay, is out there trying to get more money. And it has hurt a lot of kids. And it's helped a lot of kids. So when they went all in there and missed, it had a ripple effect everywhere else. So See, what Miami did was, Miami was like, hey, we're going to bring guys in. But what Miami did, they identified Simeon Morrow Jr. They said, hey, this is the guy we want. Yeah, we'll bring some other guys in. It is what it is. No, this is the guy that we want to bring in here. Okay, identified and went after it, and that's what other teams did. LSU went all in on one guy and missed. And it affected everything else around them. So then, Bill, when the street started talking in reference to, well, this guy's getting $1.5 million and this guy's getting, you know, so then the price went drastically up on everybody else that was around them, and they couldn't land anybody. And Bill, you when it came down to those with Oklahoma and LSU, why did it take Dominic Williams so long to commit? I mean, it wasn't as if Oklahoma didn't come up with, you know, the money. So I think they went in all on one guy and missed and affect everything else around
them. Blake Ruffino is with us. Quick note, and then I want to ask you baseball. We only got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Mason Smith was a hell of a prospect until that knee early in the Florida State game, and he's not right at all, correct?
No, he went to the, you know, he was in the draft. So, Bill, here's another issue. LSU had three interior defensive linemen drafted. Right. So they don't have guys there.
Right.
Bill, they're going to have to go to a three-man front. I mean, schematically, they're going to have to take a big guy off and put an athletic guy on, and they're going to, and look, Blake Baker's going to have to be Michelangelo. I'm not talking about the Ninja Turtle. He's going to have to be Picasso. He's going to have to be Beethoven, because the orchestra that he's going to have to construct in reference to what he's going to have to do schematically is going to have to be phenomenal. Sorry, Blake Baker, but you're going to, Bill, they're going to have to be the most multiple defense in the country to have the success that they want. Bottom line. Bill, if I'm an O-lineman, okay, Tyler Booker's the left guard of Alabama. I'm looking my shots this morning if I'm looking at LSU. By the way, Tyler Booker, I did a film study on him for Alabama fans. He's the best interior offensive lineman in the country. So Ole Miss got two guys, interior guys. Bill, the issue for me is I think that LSU actually is very competitive in a lot of positions. Very competitive. The problem is, Bill, you win games up front. And you have arguably the best offensive line in the country. You can make that argument. But you're so far behind in where you need to be on that position.
How big was the series win over A&M for the baseball team?
Oh, God. The body fireball got sold out. That's how big. Bill, look, I think, you know, they were a desperate dog in a corner, you know, and they've always had the talent, but it just, you know, finally came to fruition. They pitched very well. So, Bill, if they win these next two series, they're getting into a regional. So it's going to be a rarely too big weekend for the Tigers.
Blake, tell everybody how they can get your shows.
Yeah, we'll be live around 3. I'm sure we'll be talking about Brian Kelly again, and it's going to be a pretty wild day down here in the Bayou, Bill. I might have to break my sobriety. That's all I know.
See you next week, man.
Thanks, Bill. Good talk.
Blake Ruffino. Yeah, have that clip ready, Pat, when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to mop up an accident over there at Bell Road at Smith Springs Road. If you know anything about that intersection, you know how crazy it is, whether there's a wreck there or not. Traffic's really heavy now. 24 westbound coming up through the Antioch area in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's starting to slow again right on schedule up here in Sumner County through Hendersonville as that traffic gets really heavy westbound. Vietnam Vets approaching Conference Drive with this rain north of Nashville. Give yourself extra time out here. It is pretty bad in certain areas. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. They're awesome, like Mediterranean salads. You got to try the grilled chicken tenders. Check out princesshotchicken.com for more information. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olson. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
All right, couple things here. The Brian Kelly clip and then the list of the top 10 college football jobs. Which, again, I find very interesting because there's some misunderstandings in there. But let's go to Brian Kelly. Let's play that clip one more time. And again, he reverses course 2-3 times during this 2-3 minute clip. Take a listen.
So the D-line, interior D-lineman, where are you right now with that?
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently, and that is we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have success. We're not in the market of buying players, and unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. And look, I understand NIL is part of this, and we have an incredible collective. We have very, very generous opportunities around the greater Baton Rouge area for NIL opportunities. So they are here, but we're not going to go out and buy players. That's not what this is about. This was never about that. We will develop you. We will get you ready for the next step, as we did with Jaden Daniels, as we did with Malik Nabers, as we did with Brian Thomas. We developed three defensive linemen that all got drafted this year, and we'll do that again. But if you're just looking to get paid, you're looking in the wrong place. If you'd like all the things that we do here in developing our players, bringing you into a championship program, playing in front of the best fan base in America, playing for championships, and having an opportunity for NIL, you should be a Tiger. But if you just want to get, you know, paid, this is not the place for you.
It's very confusing. Yes. Is there a better example of a mixed message than that? Blake says the story is they swung and missed on their top target, scrambled for the others, and it was too little too late. So that's the explanation there. Chad up in the Lexington KY area, Bill. For a guy that left Notre Dame for a bag, that's pretty hypocritical. It did sound a little bit like what he would say at Notre Dame when he would say, you know, here we, in recruiting, have to shop down a different aisle. Now, that's not what he was saying there, but it sounded similar. Look, LSU, let's not go too far with this. That is a very mixed message, but LSU is not going to have any trouble procuring talent. It might be a situation that is not attractive at the moment, meaning the D-line and they did not do well in the portal. That's real, but that's not lasting. They're not going to have any trouble assembling talent there. That is one of the top gigs. Back to that topic, LSU football is easily one of the top gigs in America. It is bare minimum top 10. It's probably, arguably, top 5. It is. It is a phenomenal gig, to say the least. And they've got it on this list. They got it number 4. I'm not going to argue with that. Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Florida State, Michigan, A&M. Oregon should not be in the top 10. It's a really good gig. Shouldn't be in the top 10. I would have Auburn in the top 10. I know they're not winning right now, not to the level that would be impressive. Auburn's a top 10 gig. Geographical footprint is absolutely huge. It's such an advantage. And then it's what you do with it. There needs to be some history there, too. There's got to be some background proof of accomplishment. I could sit here and tell you, we've had this conversation. It might not have happened in the last year, but I've told you right now. You know what a ridiculous geographical footprint is? College Park, Maryland. You understand how many players are through that DMV? If you said, Bill, take this job, and I'll let you have the Eastern Seaboard, your pick of it. You get everybody you want first. I'll go play anybody, anytime, anywhere. I'll go do it in a parking lot at Walmart. Let's play in the parking lot at Lowe's. I don't care. But they have no history. Yeah, Jerry Claiborne had a nice little run. Fridge had a little brief run. There's no history there. If some guy took that job that had the abilities of the coaches that we tout through the years, like a Nick Saban, like an Urban Meyer, like a Kirby Smart. Guys like that. I'm going to throw Harbaugh, the way he resuscitated finally Michigan. Guys that have that ability, God knows what they could do in College Park, Maryland. But there's no history there. So there's an addendum to the geographical footprint. Now, Johnny Vegas, a few minutes ago, sent me a message that says, Bill, Southern Cal ought to be in the top 10 because they're not listed in the top 10. I'm conflicted with that, although I would tend to agree. Now, until about 5-10 years ago, there's no way I'd leave them out of the top 10. I probably wouldn't now. But the environment we're in right now and the state they're in is a colossal mess. Now, geographical footprint, there are so many players around them, it's not even funny. Same with UCLA. But UCLA, between the two, is little brother. Southern Cal is big brother. I saw the latter years of the McKay era, when they were very good. I saw the John Robinson era, when they peaked in about 1980, 81, right in there. Split an Natty in 78 with Alabama. After that, a long drought. Until Pete DePoodle took over and won it in 04. But yes, it is, I would probably have them in the top 10, but there's a lot of concerns. Again, that state is turned into a third world country. And that's a concern. That has nothing to do necessarily with the football program, but it is the state. California is arguably the most gorgeous state in America. You've got everything. Northern California, if you want a different climate, go up north. Snow, whatever you want. Beautiful, gorgeous landscape. The Pacific Ocean all the way down. Just gorgeous. I've done the, is that the Pacific Coast Highway? I've done the L.A. to San Diego one. I've never done the Northern California one. And followed it all the way down. It's breathtaking. Gone to San Diego various times. Done L.A. various times. Gorgeous. I mean, if you want to get out in the country, go to Bakersfield or whatever. There's a million miles of that, right? Anything you could want is out there. That state is a freaking cesspool. Now, third world country is basically what they want that to be. That bothers me. That worries me when I'm talking about Southern Cal football. And Southern Cal football is not real attractive to recruits like it once was. Now, they still get dudes. Got Caleb Williams. Now, there was a coaching connection there with Lincoln Riley, but that's a concern. But, yes, I think I would err in agreeing with Johnny Vegas that Southern Cal belongs in the top 10 there. Oregon does not. Oklahoma in the top 10. I probably will buy that because, and I don't mean buy or sell because that makes no sense when people do that. It's not the way the stock market works. But Oklahoma, you may say, well, Bill Norman, Oklahoma, what's the big deal there? It's not like that's a real fertile state. True. But again, Oklahoma has ownership as much as anybody in Texas, Texas or Texas A&M, but Texas. When it comes to the Metroplex, they might as well be in the state of Texas. That is a historical thing, and it's still the case. A lot of Boomer Sooner there. The three superpowers in the state of Texas are Texas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. Okay? Bill, they're not in Texas. So what? Do some homework. Doesn't matter what side of the line they're on. Geographically, even though their state isn't overly fertile, per se, I'm talking about volume now. That's a very good geographical location. It's very attractive. And they've been a recruiting power, bare minimum, 70s Barry Switzer forward. Barry Switzer might be the best head coach recruiter ever. Now, again, I haven't really thought that out, but he would be right at the top. Now, am I concerned about Brent Venables and ultimately the build-out and how he's going to get it done? Yeah, I'd say there's some concern. I'm not going to throw a tantrum here. Well, they just win 10 games. I mean, that's getting there, right? I mean, that's good. When I have Michigan in the top 10, I don't think I would. Yeah, I don't think I would. Would I have A&M in the top 10? Now, see, that one might be the most controversial of all of them. Because A&M has everything you need, except one thing. They have geographical location times infinity. That is just ridiculous real estate location. They've got resources that are, in essence, limitless. Check mark there. No excuses. Begging for money ain't a thing. And they'll spend it loosely and willingly. Matter of fact, if you want them to get drunk on a ship with a bunch of sailors and spend money that is just silly the way you're spending it, they'll do that too. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. I don't know if anybody is more willing to spend money, spend silly money, than A&M. And you know what? Be good to be working there, right? But they lack one thing, which is the question mark. They lack the history of being top 10. Only thing that's missing is show me some history. I appreciate what R.C. Slocum did there. He's still around. I appreciate what Jackie did there until he got busted. All things that would be legal today, right? But back then, not. I appreciate that. I thought Coach Fran, when he left Alabama to take that job, would do a good job there. That did not work out. But they have no history of doing it. That's the drawback. Now, there was a moment in history where Florida State had never done anything. Matter of fact, from the calls I used to get until 93, even though Bobby had won a lot of games by then, the critique was he hadn't done a damn thing, Bill. Now that changed. Dr. Tom. Now, they had a history because Bob Devaney was a wonderful coach that preceded him. So that's probably not the best example. Florida State would be. Florida was always a sleeping giant who had done nothing. Nada until Spurrier. So who's to say that A&M can't start getting it done and jump into the group that now has accomplished the biggest things? It's all there. Everything that you need is there. And I like the Elko hire. That's the only reason why you would debate top 10. Otherwise, they're clearly a top 10 most or best job in college football. Easily. That's not for debate. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. North of Nashville, still getting hammered pretty good with some nasty weather. Be careful out here. Coming in from Clarksville towards Nashville, you're hitting several thunderstorms and showers down through there on 24. It's a little bit sluggish now on Vietnam Vets westbound. Coming out of Hendersonville here at Conference Drive, still heavy but moving. 24 out of Rutherford County westbound, 24 out through the Antioch area. Still working an accident in the 3800 block of Murfreesboro Pike. Also one there at Jones Parkway at Cloverland Drive. It's going to be in the Brentwood area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who has pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You got to feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
This is a fun topic. It's kind of complicated, while at the same time being simplistic. Yeah, it sounded kind of like Brian Kelly's clip, what I just said. No, it is. It's kind of complicated, but at the same time, rather simplistic. Georgia is the number one team on that list. I agree with that. What's missing? Yeah, what's missing? It's the top football program in America, without question. It's a ridiculously advantageous piece of real estate, geographical footprint. It has deep, deep resources. And it's got a hellacious head coach, the best head coach in college football right now. Where is Georgia deficient as a football supermodel? What's missing? Name one thing that when Georgia gets up every day, it's missing, and man, we wish we had that. Wish I could get that. I'm talking about the football program. What's missing? Nothing. Could not have a situation in better position, in a better place, and all the characteristics necessary than the University of Georgia. That list is correct with him in the one slot. 100% correct. Michael in Atlanta. And also Aaron here in the 615. They asked the same question. Well, almost. Said, Bill, regarding the college football jobs, who would you put ahead, Auburn or Tennessee? Love the show. And then Aaron, because this is an overlap. Bill, what do you think about Tennessee's geographical footprint, considering the state is producing top flight players like never before, close proximity to Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, etc.? I would say Tennessee's geographical footprint over the last 15 years has increased more than any other in America. Now, again, that's from one point to another. Growing up, and most of the years I've been in this business, folks in Tennessee had a terribly inflated opinion of this state when it comes to producing ball players. And again, I'm talking about volume. I'm not talking about Reggie White was here, or Too Tall Jones was here, or Spurrier was here, or whatever. I'm talking about volume. Volume. Yeah, man, the high schools, the players, totally not up to par with the surrounding states, except Kentucky. Kentucky's behind Tennessee. So is Arkansas. And I'm talking about back in the day. Still are. Tennessee's population boom has been unbelievable, particularly right here in the 615. Guys, we'd go many years without a good D1 prospect for a long time. We've got them all over the place now. Two of the top quarterbacks in recruiting, period, on the planet Earth are right here within about 15, 20 minutes of each other. George McIntyre, Jerry Curtis. Entire planet Earth. So I would say geographical footprint, they've ascended more than any other state in America from where they were to where they are. Now, where would that rank them? I wouldn't have them in the top 10. Wouldn't have them there. But what do they have? They've got an increasingly attractive geographic footprint. They have a school with lots of resources. Some say, and I'm not sure you can quantify this, that their collective, the Spires Group, is the best collective in America. That's debatable. I understand. But they have crazy resources. That's not a problem. I'd say geographical footprint is attractive. They're close to the state of Georgia. The Carolinas have always been a place where they've gone and gotten good talent. But it's been a school, particularly Fulmer, who was, again, I've got my problems with Fulmer, but I cannot argue Fulmer was a fantastic recruiter. He's an A-list recruiter. Can't critique him there. The things they went and got out of state to go to Tennessee was epic stuff. But I wouldn't have them in the top 10. Probably have them. I think they're in the top 15. I'd have Auburn in the top 10. Michael said, Bill, Auburn or Tennessee? The better geographical footprint is Auburn. Now, I think the Tennessee program in its current form is better than Auburn. But Auburn is a fast turnaround program, and Hugh Freeze is going into year two. I've seen multiple coaches take that job and flip it fast. Saw Pat Dye do it. Saw Terry Bowden do it. Saw Gene Chizik do it. Saw Gus do it. I've seen it multiple times. Tubbs? How many years had Tubbs been there before the 04 season? Tubbs did a fantastic job there for the most part. Now, the relationships all got whacked out over Jetgate and everything else. That's a quick flip That's not let's build it out for 5-year gig. That's flip this bad boy fast. I don't think they're ready in year two to be what some of those others were, but I think they're on the right trajectory. I'd have Tennessee in the top 15.
Good morning. Nasty weather moving through our area right now, especially north of Nashville. Give yourself extra time. It's affecting all the traffic that's flowing in right now from Hendersonville down Vietnam Vets. They're a conference drive. Again, everything's running slow. 65 south down through Millersville through Sumner County as it builds even more so over here with volume on 40 westbound coming in right now from Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area all the way up into Hermitage. That's running slow. Also in Donaldson as well, 40 westbound here at Donaldson Pike. The wrecks are starting to come in because of the weather. Pinhook at Grovedale Trace, that's going to be out in the Antioch area. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check them out for yourself. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world famous Bar Lines grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
And now, SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development are proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. For maintenance-free enclosures, sunrooms, screen rooms, patios, and more, give Russ a call today and ask about their senior military and first responder discounts. 423-225-2414. 423-225-2414. Or visit sunspacesunrooms.com. That's SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Team not mentioned in that top 10. Pop quiz, which team is it? That's glaring. A couple of you have sent me this team, this school. But I need to hear it. Pop quiz, give me a, I don't want to give you hints. It's a pretty easy one, though. Pop quiz, a glaring omission from that list. Again, let me give you the list again. This is 1 through 10. Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Florida State, Michigan, A&M. Glaring omission. Glaring. Craig in Myrtle Beach. Bill, Barry Switzer was a great recruiter. He also got caught with a handgun while trying to board an airline flight. Just saying. No, Barry, look, Barry was the best recruiter ever, I think, when it comes to understanding the level that you need to stoop to get the job done. Does that make sense? And not everybody's willing to go there. Barry had no qualms at all with whatever it took. However deep in the ditch or the gutter you need to go, he's willing to go there. Barry was... Boy, should I say this? Notorious for, and again, family show, Bill, be careful. Bill, be careful. Okay. For friendly relationships with the mom. That's okay, right? I mean, driving down the road with your kids, I didn't really. Nice, friendly relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean. Had some guesses here. No fan in the 863 Southern Cal. We talked about that, but that's not the one I'm talking about. I spent a few minutes on Southern Cal earlier. Penn State, Bill. That one's glaring. It's not the one I'm thinking of. No fan in the 863. Could it be that we are seeing Brian Kelly's ceiling of coaching at LSU? Notre Dame is better now than when he was there. Maybe him having to do things his way is his downfall. Don't think we can make that estimate yet. He's at a place where you ought to win big, though. Yes, he's at a place where absolutely you ought to win big. I got a bunch of messages. I mean a million messages. Georgia Dog says Notre Dame wasn't thinking that one. Ride a Buckeye in Texas, Ken and others are saying Bill Clemson. Bingo. Clemson is basically, and not exactly, on the Georgia border. Clemson is how far from the Georgia border? 50 miles? I know we've talked about that. Clemson recruits Georgia like they're in Georgia. Think about the Georgia kids they've had on that roster throughout. Let's go back to Danny Ford. Go back to Charlie Pell. They're in a very good geographical location. Now, the state of South Carolina has actually deteriorated through the years. Now, not glaringly, but you could argue it was a better state for in-state dudes 15, 20, 30 years ago than it is now. And Clemson's got two very recent national championships, and heck, they were in the championship game in 19. They just ran into that LSU phenomenal, epic offense. That's glaring. Clemson not in the top 10. I don't know if I would have Clemson in the top 10, even with the job that Dabo's done. I think what I'm saying is Dabo has done an even better job than anybody's given him credit for, even with the national championships. It's not like you can hide that, right? I don't think it's a top 10 gig. He's won big there. But again, you've got to be careful. That topic can be complicated. And it can be simplistic, but you've got to know your history and you have to know the landscape. I wouldn't have them in the top 10. I wouldn't have Notre Dame in the top 10 right now. I'm talking about as most attractive jobs, best college football job in America. You got to remember the topic now. We're not talking about the season coming up. It's not about who's about to win next year. That's not what we're talking about. The topic was, the list was, best college football head jobs, right? That's the topic. I don't think I'd have him in the top 10. Penn State, that's one we haven't talked about yet.